there are states in which we regard interior things as a prostitute. That's you know, that's not something we can avoid. The word speaks how it is. The text in describing Judah seeing Tamar as a harlot describes selfish states of mind when spiritual things are desired for proprial ends. And the struggle for us is to accept that what the word is teaching us about the proprium is actually true. This is always the struggle for us, because we identify holus bolus with one thing or the other. You know, we're in either or, as opposed to seeing both and. And so what we can come to in logopraxis, I mean, this is one of the goals, is to be able to see that there are levels in which these things are playing out. And that's not, you know, we shouldn't be shocked. You know, if you're shocked by what's revealed out of the word concerning the proprium, then you've been in denial. It's not anything new. The word is very clear about what the human condition is in and of itself. So we shouldn't be shocked by that. But we are. We're continually shocked because, you know, we build up this sort of self-image. And this self-image is very important so far as my acceptance into heaven and being with the Lord is concerned, et cetera, et cetera. Lord doesn't care about that. What the Lord wants us to do is to see how things actually are. Then we're set free. It's when we are in this effort to try and make ourselves good enough for heaven that we get ourselves into trouble, because it's merit. That's all it is. It's the proprium. That's religiosity. That's the proprium, appropriating the things of religion so that it can be saved, which is impossible. But, you know, it'll live in the delusion for as long as it possibly can, because the alternative is it is nothing. And so I don't know, in the round three I sent out a couple back, there was a statement from the spiritual diary which spoke about the fact that when you are in the idea that you are nothing, evil spirits don't have anything to hold on to. They can't remain with you because there's no delusion to actually give them traction in your life. That's just an incredible statement, but we hold on to our life for dear life, right? We won't let it go. Whereas really, even if you just think about it logically, admitting that there is no, that I am nothing doesn't change anything. I still go on with my life. I still live my life, and I still are responsible for what I'm responsible for. All of that still remains. It's just that my perspective shifts. But, you know, look how tenacious we are at avoiding making that shift. There's kind of an insanity that sits right in there, the insanity of the hell. Yeah, I found that particular number mind-blowing, really. It just makes so much sense. While I'm hanging on to my life, everything that is in the belief that, you know, I have life in myself is present. It has to be, and the Lord can't be in that. But he can offer us through our work with the word an alternative and sort of try to draw us in terms of our sense of self into the truths that he offers, so that, you know, so that the good, that the love that's there can be realized more fully for us.